Praise the Lord, church. I have brought two messages for tonight. The first message won't be very long, but it's heavy on my heart. And God's directed me to talk about some things that we need to hear. But the second message, I gave them all of the scriptures for both messages, but the second we'll wait until Sunday and preach. But I really want you to grab a hold of this message tonight, and I hope through it that you'll acquire a burden for what we're talking about. I'd like you to turn to Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter. 40 years in the wilderness before they could enter into the land that God had promised Abraham. And Joshua was the one who was assigned to take them across the Jordan River into the promised land, but he recognized that they weren't ready to come into the promised land until they were circumcised. And the circumcision is a type and shadow of our baptism. No one's ready to go into the promised land until they're baptized in Jesus' name. And so once they were circumcised, they made their way into the promised land, but Moses couldn't because he disobeyed God. One little infraction. He struck the rock instead of speaking to the rock. He did honor God in front of the people. And so in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1, it says, "Now these are the commandments, the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to," what? "Possess it. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of your fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey." That's Israel. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord," which separates them from all the other people of the world. "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not." Lord, we ask your blessing and anointing upon your word this night, God. Lord, let it settle deep in our hearts. We'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I don't think we could understand the significance of what's happening in Israel right now in the war. The whole world understands what's going on. But I don't think we understand, the church, the significance of what's going on. If there was ever a sign of the end times, the Lord coming, this is it. I remember years ago being in Germany, we went to Dachau concentration camp. I don't know if I would recommend it to anybody else. I walked out of there so sad because 6 million Jews were executed in that place. They had pictures of mounds of eyeglasses and clothes, and we walked through the crematorium where they put people in and burned them, and showers where they gassed people. It was an atrocity that you can't even function and understand. I also remember being in Jerusalem. They have a museum to it there as well, because they didn't want to forget what happened. There hasn't been such atrocities and barbaric attacks on the Jews since the Holocaust. But this week, over 1,200 men, women, and children were slaughtered, including 60 babies who were beheaded in their cribs. Pictures of bloody cribs. They have 350,000 army of Jews that have been deployed. You see, when you live in Israel, everyone goes in the army. When I was young, 18, everyone went into the army. There was a draft. It wasn't optional. And nobody wanted to go, but when we got out, you had a respect for authority. You had a better understanding of what your responsibility was. And today, there are a lot of young people who just have no respect, no authority. But Israel understands. We can't look at this as just another war. It has a great significance to God. You see, God is looking at this closer than any kind of war with Russia in Ukraine or in China or any other place, because it's significant as far as the Word of God is concerned. We need to understand that Israel is God's chosen people, and he has always kept his hand on Israel. And those who are friends of Israel are blessed. You see, on May 14th, 1948, Israel became a nation. After not having a land for over 2,000 years, which is in itself a miracle, because there are little nations like Lithuania who have only been a nation for maybe 100 years, but try to find one purebred Lithuanian, you just don't find it. But God kept the people separate, Jews that are separate, that for 2,000 years they have stayed with their race, and they were able to move back into a land that God said he would restore to them. Less than 800,000 Jews conquered their land against five Arab nations, or 42 million Arabs. It parallels Gideon's victory over the Midianites with 300 men against 150,000 Midianites. God gave them the victory. Then in 1967, the Arabs planned to attack Israel again. I remember I was in basic training in the army at the time. We were in the middle of basic training, and we were told that in weeks we would be deployed to go to Israel. As an 18-year-old, I'd never been out of the country, thinking, I don't want to be a part of that kind of war. And the Arab nations fought against Israel on every front, but in 6 days, Israel defeated Arab nations. 6 days. Literally millions of Arabs coming against Israel, this little country smaller than Wisconsin. Remarkable, but only God could do it. They fought it. They fought for 6 days, and on the seventh day, they rested. God loves Israel. The Arabs reported that they saw angels in the clouds fighting for Israel. The Arabs threw their weapons down because We're not fighting against God. There are angels that are coming to the rescue. And then in 1974, Israel was attacked again on Yom Kippur. It was their holiday, much like the Sabbath when they were attacked this year. And again, the army was completely defeated in a short period of time. And it seems every few years there's an attack over and over and over again. And just when you think you have peace, there's an attack. I could spend the rest of this time talking about attack after attack after attack that I've gone through, you've gone through, this church has gone through, and yet we prevailed because God was with us. In 2008, I was in Washington, D.C. with a group of pastors, and we were able to go to the Israeli embassy. And there we talked to the ambassador of Israel there. And I remember him saying this: if we are attacked, we immediately retaliate because we don't need to get together a board. We don't need to get together to find out what we should do. We will respond immediately. You know, when you're attacked, you need to respond immediately, not wonder what are we going to do or is God going to be with us. You see, so let me share some scriptures. Take a look at Genesis, the 12th chapter. Starting in verse number 1, it says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee." It's a shadow and type of each and every one of us. If we're going to live for God, we have to get out of the country we've been in. We have to change kingdoms. "And I will make thee," here's the promise, "a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be blessed. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all of the families of the earth be blessed." So if you leave, if you go to the place that I tell you to go, I'm going to bless you. Amen. And then if you go to Genesis, the 13th chapter, starting in verse number 14, it says, "And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all of the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed," when? "Forever. For all of the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever." And then turn to Acts chapter 3 and verse 25. We're in the New Testament now, a new promise of God. Yeah, God keeps his old promises as well. "Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all of the kindreds of the earth be blessed." Amen. That blessing is on us. Because Israel is blessed, we are blessed. But when Israel is attacked, it won't be long before we're attacked. And then go back to the Old Testament again and go to the book of Amos. Glory to God. Amos, the 9th chapter. verse 15. Actually, start in verse 14. God saying, "And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink of wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat of the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God." You don't have to wake up tomorrow morning and think that Israel is going to be taken over by the Arabs, the Palestinians, Hamas, because God said, no more. You're never going to be pulled out of that land. I don't care what the odds are. It doesn't matter what kind of weapons they have. You're not going to. I determine where you're going to be and what I give you, you see? Amen. And then if you turn to Isaiah, I'm not preaching long. Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Verse 21, familiar scripture to most of us. Thy people also shall be all righteous. I must have gotten the wrong scripture. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. That's what God is saying. There isn't anything that they can form. It doesn't matter what kind of missiles. It's so strange. In 1994, in Desert Storm, when there was a war with Iraq, the United States was there, and every fourth missile was sent. It was Scud missiles to Israel. And they weren't even involved in the war. There is such a hatred, folks. There is so much evil, folks, that is against Israel. But the same is true for those of us who would live for God. Amen. I've just been sick of the atrocities and barbaric actions against Israel. It's just not human. It's just so evil. Such evil against Israel and also against the Church of the Living God. But God told Peter when he gave him the keys to the kingdom of heaven in Matthew 16 and 18, "And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Amen. Glory to God. We as a church can sit back and watch what God is going to do with Israel. He's going to show himself strong again on behalf of Israel. This thing is so diabolical. It is so barbarous. And God's going to show himself strong because you can't do that to God's people. The same is true for each and every one of us. If you've been unfairly treated, if you have been attacked, you don't have to take up your own cause, because God will. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. God also made a promise to Israel in the Old Testament. If you'll turn to Isaiah 54. Verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. God said to Abraham in Genesis 12 and 3, "I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, I feel so strongly tonight that we should pray for Israel. And by doing that, the Bible says that God is going to bless us. Well, here's this little church in Caledonia, Wisconsin, a whole long ways from Israel. But I'm telling you, we can have an effect on what's going on over there. For the safekeeping of God's people. For the victory overall. Because the entire world is looking at Israel to see what's going to happen. You see, the culture over there in Arab nations is hate Israel and hate the United States. And they're justified on their Quran to kill the infidels, and we understand that based on 9/11. But this, in comparison, the 1,200 people who have already been slaughtered, the 22 citizens of the United States have been killed, and the 100 and some people who have been taken hostage, and nobody knows what their faith is. You see, God can give us the victory. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I know it's short tonight, but I'm asking you, if you'd stand with me, that we could pray for Israel. I've never felt so strongly about anything, that we would get a hold of God for Israel. You know what? I know you have needs and I have needs, but you know, why don't we just set aside those needs tonight and do what God says? They that bless them will be blessed. And I'm wondering if everybody could come down to this altar and ask God, God, would you keep your hand upon your people, because they are the people of God. Amen. Glory to God, glory to God. Jesus, Lord, we ask you, God, that you would be with them and touch them and send angels, and God, guard them. Keep your hand upon them. All of these atrocities that have happened to Israel, God, the mothers and the fathers who have lost children, the babies who have been slaughtered, oh God. Lord, vengeance is yours, but God, we ask you to intervene, oh God, as nobody else can intervene. They're your people, God. Stand up for them, oh God. Oh God, oh God. Jesus, Jesus. God, give them more truth, oh God. Hallelujah. Sanctify them, O God, and keep them safe, O Lord. Keep your hand on every soldier, O God. Everyone that enters into that place of defilement, O God. Jesus, Jesus, help us, God. Be with Israel, God. Lord, you said you would. You'd never take their land from them, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, protect them, Lord. We ask according to your will, Lord. Not for us, but for them, oh God. Strengthen them and you'll strengthen the church, God. They're the first bride, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, that somehow Israel could know you like we do. Lord, that they would understand that Christ is the Messiah. Jesus, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Do a work, oh God. Do a work, oh God. Dispatch your heavenly army, God. No weapon formed. God, Jesus, Jesus, Lord. Protection, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. God, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.